Lance Meadow, Jeff Fiegel's with you here on Giants.com. Jeff, it is time for our mailbag.
All right. What do you got for me today,
okay,
Lance?
Here we go. Question number one. It comes from Bob in Secaucus, and he asks, in the first five games of the season, the Giants had been solid in pass protection, but they gave up sacks to the Eagles. Why did Philly have so much success against the Giants' O-line?
Well, I think that they came in with the intention that they were going to put a lot of pressure on the receivers of all people and jamming them at the line of scrimmage, therefore not giving Eli Manning a lot of time to throw the football. And so they stepped with that type of pass rush and not your general pass rush. They were doing all kinds of stunts, and they're able to get after that offensive line for the second week in a row now. This offensive line is starting to struggle a little bit.
14 quarterback hits in the last two games combined. The Eagles had three sacks against Eli Manning. Question number two, it comes from Jared in the Bronx, Jeff, and he says 12 penalties the Giants had against the Philadelphia Eagles. What do they have to do to clean up those types of mistakes?
Well, I mean, penalties come from just undiscipline, and you look at this Giants team over the last four games, they've been pretty disciplined, but with penalties, they lose you games. And 12 penalties, some costly ones, and some ones that, you know, I don't know if they were all 12 accepted, but the fact is, you get in the meeting room today, you're on a short week before you go play the Cowboys, button up the mistakes, and move on. That's all you can do.
Second time in the last three games that the Giants had double digits in penalties. For Jeff Fiegels, I'm Lance Meadow. This is the latest Giants.com mailbag.